This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
This is Needs No Introduction, fresh ideas from speakers of note. I'm Ellie Gordon-Marshall. A harm reduction philosophy advocates providing safe environments for high-risk activities like drug use. Many believe that approach would work for prostitution. Sherry Smiley does not agree. Smiley doesn't want harm reduction, she demands harm elimination. She believes that more than 500 years of experience by Aboriginal women in Canada proves that harm reduction doesn't work, and that prostitution is a form of racism and colonization. In the third and final segment from Prostitution and Women's Equality, Imagining More for Women, here is the Aboriginal Women's Action Network's Sherry Smiley.
My English name is Sherry Smiley. I come from the Tlacatma or Thompson Nation from the southern interior of BC and from the Diné or Navajo Nation from the southwestern United States. I'd like to acknowledge, as Tricia did, that we are on unceded Coast Salish territories and to thank the Coast Salish people for allowing me as a visitor on their lands. I'd like to talk a little bit about what unceded means, because we hear that word thrown around occasionally, sometimes a lot. Unceded territories means that this land was never surrendered, transferred, traded, or given to white people by, in this case, Coast Salish peoples. The same concept applies across BC and across Canada. Lands were never legally surrendered, legally transferred, legally traded, or given. Today, when someone takes something from someone without their permission, we call that stealing. When Canada was stolen from its rightful caretakers, it means that our ways of life, our knowledge and experiences and laws that have served us since time immemorial were deemed to have no value. My way of life, my knowledge, my experience, and my laws have no value. It was decided that we, as Native women, have no value. And this is where we will start the discussion. I'm here today to speak on behalf of a mighty group of women warriors, the Aboriginal Women's Action Network, or AWON. AWON is an unfunded volunteer organization based out of Vancouver. We are a group of Aboriginal women from many nations that share common experiences as Native women and that share an analysis of prostitution as inherently racist, a tool of colonization, and a form of violence against women. This morning, I woke up and I was exhausted. I'm tired, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually. We're tired. I woke up and I did what I normally do. I called my sister and mentor, Laura Holland, and then I opened my email and I saw an article titled, "State Has No Obligation to Protect Prostitutes, Ottawa to Argue at Appeal." And this was from the Globe and Mail, dated March 9th. Last October, in an Ontario court, Justice Himmel struck down three laws that criminalize prostitution. And as AWON women, when we heard of this decision, we cried. And then we got pissed off and released a joint statement with the Asian Women Coalition Ending Prostitution and the South Asian Women Against Male Violence, denouncing Himmel's sexist and racist decision. The government decided to appeal this decision. But back to the article, which reads, quote, "Sex trade workers voluntarily enter a world known for violence, drugs, and death. The federal government will argue at a June showdown over the embattled prostitution laws." In a legal brief filed with the Ontario Court of Appeal, government lawyers argue that the state does not owe prostitutes a promise of safety if they choose a profession that is fraught with danger. End quote. So what I see now is a lose-lose situation for women, and especially for Native women. And what we have now is a total disregard of our voices and presence and intelligence and way of life as Native women. Typical. I felt hopeless and I felt helpless, so I called my mother. And my mother told me, "Don't lose hope. If we lose hope, they win. If we lose hope, we will lose another generation, and I refuse, as a Native woman, to lose any more of us." My mother, who used to support legalization, said, "We are not wading in without knowing how deep the water is. We know what happens. We know what has happened." She told us, "Make them look at the Nordic model and keep hope, keep fighting." This is what my mother says to all of you. And my mother shares our analysis of prostitution. And this analysis of prostitution as a form of violence against women and as a system of colonization is a result of 519 years of resistance stories, stories told to us by our grandmothers who have retold the stories of their grandmothers, who have retold the stories of their grandmothers. This analysis is not based on academic research conducted by academic researchers far removed from their academic research subjects. This analysis is based on our life experiences and what we have seen with our own eyes and heard with our own ears and felt with our own bodies. It is based on the life experiences of our mothers, our sisters, and our friends. We are women who have been prostituted. We are daughters and sisters and friends of prostituted women. We are women who have never been prostituted, but who accept the responsibility to speak out for and with those women we know and love, and those women we don't know and love who are being harmed as we speak. The male demand for access to the bodies of women and girls creates and fuels the market that allows pimps, brothel owners, and traffickers to profit off our backs. And as A1, we see the trafficking of women and children for sexual exploitation as inseparable from prostitution. Trafficking is the process. It is the movement of women and children, and prostitution is the result of that movement, and we know this from our collective experience. Our women and children have been forced to move from our traditional homelands, from our territories onto government-created reserves, from reserves into residential schools and now foster homes and cities where we continue to struggle against racism, sexism, and violence. We use the term prostituted woman, not sex worker. Despite what some may say, the term sex work does not create a level playing field where men and women, white women and Native women, are equal economically, socially, or otherwise. Sex work degenders prostitution and silences the experiences and knowledge of Native women and attempts to hide the real truth, the inequality and hatred that funnels women and girls into a capitalist system of prostitution that puts profit first at any cost, that puts men and their interest first at any cost. And this inequality is real. It's there whether we choose to acknowledge it or ignore it. And we can see it right now. I acknowledge it right now, in this room, as I stand here before you, hundreds of kilometers and thousands of miles from my homelands, speaking to you all in a language that is not mine because I am not fluent in my own language. I stand here speaking to you in a foreign language, a product of residential school, and I stand before you having to ask you to please consider my life and my knowledge and my sister's lives and my sister's knowledge as something that is valuable. In Vancouver, Aboriginal women are overrepresented in street prostitution, and this is not an accident, it's not merely a coincidence. This is because the racist, patriarchal, capitalist colonizers have created systems like the Canadian government, the reserve system, the foster care system, the church, and the education system that devalue us as Aboriginal women and work to further exploit our lands and resources. These systems create conditions where Aboriginal women and girls struggle in and against a society that has been trying for the past 519 years to exterminate us. These systems attempt to funnel our mothers, sisters, and daughters into the institution of prostitution so that we can be raped, harmed, and murdered systematically by men. Our lands and children have been stolen. We have been forcibly removed from our territories and corralled onto reservations, into residential schools and foster homes. Our languages, cultures, and traditions have been outlawed, and we have been legislated wards of the state, all in attempts to take control and exploit what rightfully belongs to us as Aboriginal women. The system of prostitution is just another addition to this list. There are some people out there, mostly men, that want to legitimate prostitution as work. They say, never mind the overwhelming rates of physical violence, Johns are good guys that are just lonely. They say, never mind the verbal abuse that happens with every trick, they really are just dirty squaws and whores. They say, never mind the women that go missing, as if my sisters just disappear into thin air. Never mind the amount of prostituted women murdered by tricks. Never mind the average age of entry is 14 or 15. Never mind because they deserve it, because they are women, and because they are Native women. This is what they say about us. We denounce those racist assumptions and say Aboriginal women are smart, strong, and proud, and we know what we want. This is what we demand and nothing less. Real choices for women and girls. A choice between unlivable welfare, a job that pays an unlivable wage, and the institution of prostitution in a culture that tells girls from birth that our bodies are for men's pleasure is no choice. We want men to make better choices, because the systems that work to oppress all women and that oppress Native women in particular are created and sustained by men, individual men, who have the ability to make choices not to buy a woman's body, not to rape, not to watch pornography. As Native women, we recognize the contradiction, but given the choice between negotiating with the state and unregulated capitalism, we believe pushing the state to create legislation that works towards harm elimination, not harm reduction, gives us the greatest chance of not only survival, but life. Given this, we want people to educate themselves about the Nordic model of prostitution law, and lucky for you all, we have Gunilla, who will help in that education tonight. We want you to listen to us and speak with us, not for us. As my sister Laura says, you don't need to give us voice, you need to listen. You don't need to give us space, we have space and you're in it. We want a collective definition of freedom. We want you to know your freedom is tied to ours and ours to yours. And as Native women, we refuse to let the patriarchy separate us as women in this fight for the freedom and safety of all women and children worldwide, and we ask you to do the same. When defending the legalization or total decriminalization of prostitution, we want you to consider, what am I defending? Because you are defending a hateful, violent, capitalist industry that works to devalue all women, but particularly Native women. And why would you defend that? We want you to consider, who am I defending when I advocate for the legalization or total decriminalization of prostitution? Because you are defending tricks, pimps, traffickers, brothel owners, and their right to purchase women, and you are defending men that have no interest in women's equality because they profit from it. As Indigenous women, we want to live in a world where women can walk down the street day or night without the fear of rape. A world where women can be safe in their homes. A world where women have safe and adequate homes to house themselves and their children. A world where women have no fear that their children will be stolen from them. We want a world where women and girls have all the food and clothing they need. A world where men take responsibility for their children and treat women with the respect we deserve. We want a world where Aboriginal women are listened to and recognized and respected for who we are and the values we hold. We want a world where Aboriginal women have the opportunity and means to grow old. A world where we can learn and speak our languages. A world where our territories and homelands and traditions are recognized and respected as such. Our freedom and safety as women and as Native women, Indigenous to this land, is possible, and we won't be told otherwise. We are women who have survived over 500 years of attempted genocide, and we know what we want, and what we want is an end to prostitution. Thank you. Shana.
That was Cherry Smiley speaking at a talk titled Prostitution and Women's Equality, Imagining More for Women. It was recorded on March the 10th of 2011 at the Vancouver Central Public Library in downtown Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Needs No Introduction on Rabble.ca. Fresh ideas from speakers of note. I'm Ellie Gordon-Marshall. Thanks for listening.